Element, How Finding Your Passion Changes Everything, author Ken Robinson and Lou Aronica. Education kills creativity. The world is changing faster than ever in our history. Our best hope for the future is to develop a new paradigm of human capacity to meet a new era of human existence. We need to evolve a new appreciation of the importance of nurturing human talent, along with an understanding of how talent expresses itself differently in every individual. We need to create environments in our schools, in our workplaces, and in our public offices, where every person is inspired to grow creatively. We need to make sure that all people have the chance to do what they should be doing, to discover the element in themselves and in their own way. What is the element? The element is the meeting point between natural aptitude and personal passion. And the common thing among those who live in their element is that they are doing the thing they love, and in doing it, they feel their most authentic selves. They find that time passes differently, and that they are more alive, more centered, and more vibrant than at any other times. The element has two main features. There are two conditions for being in it. The features are aptitude and passion. The conditions are attitude and opportunity. The sequence goes something like this. I get it. I love it. I want it. Where is it? 1. I get it. An aptitude is a natural facility for something. It's an intuitive feeling or a grasp of what that thing is, how it works, and how to use it. Our aptitudes are highly personal. They may be for general types of activity or highly specific, not music in general, but jazz or rap. 2. I love it. Being in your element is not only a question of natural aptitude. I know many people who are naturally very good at something but don't feel that it's their life's calling. Being in your element needs more passion. People who are in their element take a deep delight and pleasure in what they do. 3. I want it. Aptitude is our personal perspective on ourselves and our circumstances. Our angle on things, our disposition, and our emotional points of view. Many things affect our attitudes, including our basic character, our spirit, our sense of self-worth, the perceptions of those around us, and their expectations of us. 4. Where is it? Without the right opportunities, you may never know what your aptitudes are or how far they might take you. Being in your element often means being connected with other people who share the same passions and have the same common sense of commitment. In practice, this means actively seeking opportunities to explore your aptitude in different fields. Zone. To be in the zone is to be deep in the heart of the element. Doing what we love can involve all sorts of activities that are essential to element, but not the essence of it. And even when we're doing the thing we love, there can be frustrations, disappointments, and times when it simply doesn't work or come together. But when it does, it transforms our experience of the element. We become focused and intent. One of the strongest signs of being in the zone is a sense of freedom and authenticity. When we are doing something that we love and are naturally good at, we are much more likely to feel centered in our true sense of self, to be who we feel we truly are. When we are in our element, we feel we are doing what we are meant to be doing and being who we are meant to be. Finding your tribe. When we talk about tribes, we are really talking about two distinct ideas, both of which are important for anyone who is looking to find their element. The first is the idea of a domain, and the second is of a field. Domain refers to the sorts of activities and disciplines that people are engaged in. Music, business, physics, architecture, psychology, teaching, athletics, and so on. Field refers to other people who are engaged in it. What connects a tribe is a common commitment to the thing they feel born to do. This can be extraordinarily liberating, especially if you've been pursuing your passion alone. Finding your tribe offers more than validation and interaction. It provides inspiration and provocation to raise the bar on your own achievements. The roles of mentors. Finding our element often requires the aid and guidance of others. Sometimes this comes from someone who sees something in us that we don't see in ourselves. Those people are called mentors. Mentors connect with us in a variety of ways. They tend to serve some or all of our four roles for us. 1. Recognition. Mentors recognize the spark of interest or delight and can help an individual drill down to the specific components of the discipline that matches that individual's capacity and passion. 2. Encouragement. Mentors lead us to believe that we can achieve something that seemed improbable or impossible to us before we met them. They don't allow us to succumb to self-doubt for too long or the notion that our dreams are too large for us. Facilitating. Mentors can help lead towards our element by offering us advice and techniques, paving the way for us, and even allowing us to falter a bit while standing by to help us recover and learn from our mistakes. 4. Stretching. Effective mentors push us past what we see as our limits. Much as they don't allow us to succumb to self-doubt, they also prevent us from doing less with our lives than we can. Making the grade. Public education puts relentless pressure on its students to conform. Public schools are not only created in the interests of industrialism, they were created in the image of industrialism. In many ways, they reflect the factory culture they were designed to support. Students are educated in batches according to age, as if the most important thing they have in common is their date of manufacture. They are given standardized tests as set points and compared with each other before being sent out to the market. This isn't an exact analogy, as it ignores many of the subtleties of the system, but it's close enough. Nearly every system of the public education on Earth is in the process of being reformed. There are two main reasons. The first is economic. Every region in the world is facing the same economic challenge: how to educate their people to find work and create wealth in a world that is changing faster than ever. The second is cultural. Communities throughout the world want to take advantage of globalization, but they don't want to lose their own identities in the process. The mistake that many policymakers make is to believe that an education is the best way to face future is by improving what they did in the past. The fact is that given the challenges we face, education doesn't need to be reformed. It needs to be transformed. The key to transformation is not to standardize education, but to personalize it. To build achievement on discovering the individual talents of each child. To put students in an environment where they want to learn and where they can naturally discover their true passions. The key is to embrace the core principles of the element. Some of the most invigorating and successful innovations in education around the world illustrate the real power of this approach.